Alex Lucas, Southeast AgNet, here with Representative Cumby. Representative Cumby, can you just tell us a little bit about the pesticide registration bill and what's going on with it today and its impact it will have on Florida agriculture?
Well, what we're attempting to do is to repeal the supplemental portion of the registration fee. Back in 2009, when the state was having a terrible budget crunch, they worked with growers and ag industry to impose this supplemental fee. It generates about $1.8 million annually. The original fee generates $5.5 million, which is certainly sufficient, it appears, to do, you know, what needs to be done. But because of the budget crisis, the growers, ag industry agreed to the fee at the time, but there was an agreement that it would go away when things turned around. And we have reached that point, and it's time to roll this back because it is a tax on farmers and one that really shouldn't be necessary in 2016.
So what do you think the fiscal impact of putting these this tax back into the farmer's pocket will be?
Well, I hope that whatever the multiplier is, you're looking at $1.8 million that will essentially stay in the pockets of farmers. And obviously, they will be able to spend that on other needs that they have. And it just certainly has to be a multiplier there. So it'll be good for rural farm communities to be able to keep that 1.8 and use it for other things.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, it's great to talk to you.
You're welcome.